This is the Joey Salazar Leadership Podcast.
Well, hello and welcome back, everybody, to the Joey Salazar Leadership Podcast. This is your friend, Joey Salazar. It is an absolute privilege to be able to connect with you on this particular episode and add value to your life. As usual, I am not alone in the studio. I have my very good friend and companion, Gio, with me. Gio, how are you today?
Doing great. Excited for this episode. Hi, everyone. Thank you for all for your support.
Absolutely. Thank you for everybody who has subscribed, everybody who has shared a post, sent a message. It absolutely does make a difference. And we love the feedback. And so thank you so much for tuning in on today's podcast. Today, I want to share something that is fresh, that is on my heart and on my mind. Any opportunity I've had to be able to share it with somebody, I've really tried to take advantage of it because of how this whole idea and thought has impacted me. I'm like, I need to get this out. And so today I'm really, really excited to be able to share something that I'm just learning, something I'm just going through. And it all really began from a recent conference that I attended. There is a particular conference that I had on the calendar for a while. And I was looking forward to going to, honestly, because I knew I wasn't just going to grow, but I knew there was going to be some like big famous leaders there, like people.
Some big names.
Yeah. People that, you know, I've admired from a distance, people that I've heard or read about or whatever, seen on YouTube. And it's just like, man, to be in the room. Wow. And how cool would it be if I was able just to steal a photo with them? You know, and so I remember going to this event. It was for 3 days. And in the hallways, during sessions, anywhere I would see them, if I could, I would ask them for a photo. I'm not going to lie. I was complete fangirl. Like, I was just like, oh, that's who it is, you know, and I would run to them. But there was one particular leader whose name will be anonymous through our podcast.
Anonymous, unknown.
Yes, and you'll see why here in a little bit. But there was a particular leader that I really wanted to meet. I really wanted to take a photo with. To be honest, I had played in my mind what my interaction with this person was going to be. I had already been there. I had already done that. And, you know, this person was surrounded by a good group of people. I kind of waited my turn. When it was my turn, you know, I stepped up and, you know, I attempted to shake their hand. I remember, you know, just sharing with them, you know, what they meant to me and just the privilege it was to be able to meet them and all those things. And what's crazy is that what carried out in reality was nothing like what I thought it was going to be like or I had gone through in my head beforehand. I felt them a little cold. I was looking at their eyeballs and I felt like they never came back to me. I felt like they were looking over me to see who was next. I felt like they were very short with their words and all that stuff. And again, I'm not going to say who it was, and I want to present this in the most honorable way. Because, hey, everybody has their off day, right? Everybody, you know, I don't know, maybe it's the end of the conference and they're super tired. Maybe they got some bad news back home. Maybe they have a secret health issue that I don't know about, right? So, hey, and I've had my days where I was off too, but I'm just sharing with you my experience that particular day. And I remember that I left that interaction like stunned, like in shock, and was like, what just happened? Because that did not go the way I thought it was going to go. And I've been waiting. And now what happened? I promise you, I kid you not, I stood off to the side just to watch them interact with other people, to be like, was this a personal thing? You know, like this person never even met me. But I'm like, wait, is this just against me? Or what's going on here? And as I was standing there to the side, a quote that I had read and I've honestly tried to live by for years came to mind. And that was, You can impress people from a distance, but you can only impact them up close. Gio, as you hear that particular phrase, what comes to mind when you hear that? You can impact people, you can impress people from a distance, but you can only really impact them up close.
First off, I'm just curious as to who it is, but I know you're not going to drop the name, right?
No.
Not going to drop the name. No, we're going to be respectful. It's unknown, anonymous. I can definitely see that. I think I can definitely relate to that. You've heard these stories, right, of like celebrities, like, you know, they seem cool, or then you got to, you know, you try to ask for an autograph or picture like you mentioned, and then it's a different experience. So
yeah.
That definitely rings true, even in this instance, from a person of influence and leadership. But I'm curious to hear the rest of it.
Yeah. So when I had heard this phrase, I've lived by this, you know, but it's crazy how like this, up until that day, this quote, the part about impacting people up close, it only rang in a positive manner in my head. But the truth of the matter was that you can also impact people in a negative way up close. And I felt like that's what kind of happened to me, right? I don't know where I got this idea, or I had this thought that, hey, if I'm going to impact somebody, it's always only going to be in a positive manner, where that's not always going to be the case, where if we're not careful with our actions, with the way we carry ourselves, or our interactions, we have the potential to possibly affect people in a negative way. And immediately, you know, I'm looking for the application. I'm looking to learn. Anytime I've been under leadership, or I've been under a boss that maybe didn't do something the way that I would have done it, or I would have maybe agreed with it, I've tried to always take the position of, hey, well, I can still learn from them, and I can learn something from this bad situation, even if it's like what I don't want to do in the future. And so immediately I'm standing off to the side, and I'm processing this, and I'm like, what can I learn through this? You know, like if I don't learn anything from this, then it's just going to be like a bad memory. But if I can learn something from this, and here's my takeaway from that day, from that interaction, I want to be a person. I want to live in a way and lead in a way to where the closer you get to me, the more you respect me.
Oh, that's good.
And not in a prideful kind of way. Not like, hey, you know, the closer you get to me, worship me. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's easy to impress people from a distance. On social media, you control the story. You control the filters you add onto the photo. There's apps where you can look a little bit thinner. I know you probably, none of us here listening, we don't do that, but I'm saying other people, people who don't listen to this podcast.
Other people.
They're probably the ones doing it, right? Like you control the narrative because you're distant, you're far away. Even in our church, where there's thousands of people now coming to our church, you can control the narrative, right? You don't see everybody all the time. You can make yourself sound a certain way because they're far away. But the closer you get to somebody now, you know, the person who sees you in the morning, before the makeup, before you wash the face, before you brush your teeth, you know what I'm saying? A leader, before you've had your coffee, before you've prayed, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are we going to find as I get closer to you? And my takeaway from that day was, I want to be a leader. I want to be a person who lives and leads in a way that the closer you get to me, now this might happen for everybody, but if I end up working with you, if we end up developing a relationship with each other, if we begin rubbing elbows, if we're serving next to each other, the closer you get to me, the more you respect me, because you can see that I'm authentic. You can see that I'm a real person. You can see that, hey, who I am on Sundays is the same person that I am on Mondays. And I've developed a sound from this whole experience. A sound is something that we say within our church, is an inside language. It's a saying that it means something. Not everybody will know what it means, but it means something to us. And here's my sound. I want to be better up close. I want to live in a way that's better up close. The closer you get to me, the more we interact. Like, it wasn't just, oh, he was great the first time I talked to him. And now the second time, third time, you're like, you know what? I see how he treats his wife now. Oh, you know what? I saw how, he talks about people. Like, no, I want to be a person who is authentic, who is real, and that somebody, as you get closer, as you get to know me, you would say, you know what? He's actually better up close. And this is not just for me, but this is honestly my prayer, my challenge for each and every one of you, from Gio to every single person listening to this podcast episode, that we would be leaders, that the closer that people would get to us, they would say, you know what? Man, she's the real deal. You know what? He's the real deal. You know what? I want to follow him. You know, I want to follow her. I want to imitate their life. I want to be just like them. Gio, what comes to mind as you hear us, the challenge of being leaders who are better up close?
That it's so true. I think the closer you get, the closer you have relationships, the more is exposed as well, right? But then my mind's now going to, what if you are having an off day? Like, what if they are seriously having an off day, or they just went through something or whatever? Would it be better for them to acknowledge it or address it as a disclaimer? I've kind of done that before, where like, would it make sense for them to be like, sorry if I'm a little off today, or I don't know, I'm a little tired today, or it's nice to meet you, but sorry if I'm a little off today. I'm just, I didn't get a lot of sleep, or I don't know, would it behoove them or be a better, impression if they actually acknowledged it? What do you think?
I don't think there's a right or wrong way necessarily to go about it. I think there's a way. I think it would be okay if you wanted to say something like that. I just don't think we can always give those excuses or explanations in every interaction that we have.
Sure, sure, sure.
Because it does. We are responsible for our attitudes, and none of us on this episode are 2 or 3 years old anymore. And so, to a certain extent, we ought to be able to control our emotions, the way we carry ourselves. Now, again, none of us are perfect. And yes, even myself, I have days where I'm just like, man, I want to just move all my meetings till tomorrow, you know? But nonetheless, I think, you know, for those that maybe you feel comfortable with, excuse me, you know, you can share something like even as, you know, this is something honestly that I'm even learning through you, Gio. You know, you challenge me to continue to open up and even share from things that I'm learning or growing through or struggles. And so sometimes even in those opportunities, you can let people know that, hey, you're a real person too who goes through things. But I think it's cool that if and when we're able to still push through that and in a way of, hey, if I can do it, then you can do it too. But I think even if you're speaking to me and I'm having an off day, maybe even I can be aware not only of myself, but even aware of you. If you make a certain face, or if your body language comes a little standoffish, maybe hopefully I'm engaging in a full conversation. I'm listening as well to you. That hey, maybe I'm giving something off that you're taking in an incorrect way, and yeah, maybe I could even catch that to speak into that, and be like, hey, actually, I didn't mean it like that, or just kind of let you know kind of what I'm going through. Does that kind of answer your question?
Yeah, no, for sure. Thank you.
So today we're talking about being leaders who are better up close, and so I wanna share with you now how we can be that. How can we be leaders? How can we be influencers that are better up close? And honestly, I think in one word we can summarize it, and it's in our intentionality. It's been said before that our success is found in our daily agendas. In other words, what we do today, it absolutely matters. And so whatever your goal may be, it's gotta show up in your calendar. It's gotta show up. It's gotta be in front of you. It's gotta be somewhere where it's talking back to you. In a previous office, I would have goals on the wall. I would have quotes on the walls. Why? Because I always felt like my wall ought to talk to me, back to me, encourage me, kind of help guide me. And similarly, you know, what we do today, it absolutely matters. And so we got to be intentional. And I've identified three areas where I think we need to really focus on. The first one is be intentional with your words. Be intentional with your words. In other words, build people up. You probably already know this, but Proverbs 18:21 talks to the truth that the power of life and death is in the tongue. And I wonder what people feel, what people get when they have an interaction with you and with me. After our interaction with them, because somebody also said success is leaving people better than how you found them, and leadership being also a transfer, what are people getting after you've spoken to their life? Are you building people up? Are you breaking people down? Are people inspired to follow their dreams, to continue in ministry, to work harder for the future? Or are they saying, man, I'm really glad that meeting's over. Oh man, I'm really glad. I mean, I feel a little more discouraged now that I'm done with that. Like, what are people getting? And what's cool about that is that it's in our control, what we make people feel. Dale Carnegie said, you can get anybody to do anything if you just say it in the right way.
That's good.
And but what they feel is dependent on us. And so, leader, evaluate your words. Evaluate what's coming out of your heart, right? The Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? And so, well, I didn't mean it. It was just in the heat of the moment. Well, if you said it, that means it overflowed from your heart, right? And so, be mindful of the words. Use words that are uplifting, that are encouraging, that will inspire people. I oftentimes will go back to the passage where Mary, the mother of Jesus, met with Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mom, and the Bible says that when the two women got closer to each other, the baby inside of each other, they leaped, right? And I wonder if we're being leaders, if we are individuals who make the baby leap inside of somebody else. In other words, are we making their dreams jump? Are we inspiring them? Are we helping them? Are we edifying them? Or are we aborting their dreams? Or are we discouraging the call of God upon their life? Let us be people. Let us be men and women who encourage through our words, who build up other people. Because if I can be honest with you, we're here today because of a key word or a key phrase that somebody said, you know, in our lives, at one point in our lives, that really, it was the right words at the right time. It was an encouraging word. It was a moment where, you know what, I was asking God to speak, and this other person came, and they didn't even know what they were doing, but they were being used by God. And now, and they said something, and they shared something. It was a Bible verse, or it was a song, or it was a link, or it was just a hug, or it was something that now, that it was just what I needed. Gio, I wonder if that's happened in your life, where, you know what, you've had people speak something over your life, or an instance where somebody said something just at the right time. Like, they didn't even know it, and you know what? That was the power of words that I experienced in my life.
Yes, absolutely. There's been things where, like, you know, I guess it's been placed in your heart to say to somebody, inspire, encourage someone, but then it's so timely to that. Like, it, sometimes you don't even think of it. You're just like, oh, I'm just, you know, encouraging someone or inspiring someone. But then later on, you find out they're like, oh, that's exactly what I needed to hear. Or, I was feeling down that week. And you've done that to me so many times. But I have a question on that. Like, how do you stay aware of your words building people up or tearing people down? Like, do you do that thing where, like, at the end of the night, you kind of do like an audit, like review of the conversations? Do you ever do that? Like, so that you're like, oh, you know what? I could have just said this better or listened better or done this better.
Yeah.
To, like, make the adjustment.
That's a great question. I feel like there's two questions there. The second one would be, do I do that at night? Yes. I don't know if it's the most healthiest thing. I don't think that comes naturally to everybody. I think sometimes if I'm not careful, I will overthink. And I think that's where that comes from sometimes too.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, if we're going to look in the past, it's either to honor it or to learn from it. Right. And so if I'm looking to my past conversations, hey, what can I learn from it? But I'm not going to live there. I'm not going to get stuck there. But But yeah, no, I think it's important to, you know, learn to be aware, actually, just self-aware. Self-awareness, I feel, is a leader's greatest quality. How do I sound? And maybe it's as practical as recording yourself. Maybe it's listening to your sermons or listen to your own meetings. You know, just hit record and then at a later time, listen to your meeting and like, oh, well, no wonder everybody looks so bored in my meetings. I sound boring, you know? And it's just like, and you might be passionate about this topic. You might be like all in, but maybe we're not our tone. Maybe we're not letting anybody else talk. Maybe we're not presenting ideas. We're not leaving with clarity, you know? So yeah, I would say self-awareness is key, whether you're thinking back to a conversation or maybe even legit watching or hearing yourself at times. And then thirdly to that, I would even just say, you know, ask for feedback, specifically with those you're leading. Hey, can you tell me of a moment when I encouraged you? Can you tell me a moment where I did not encourage you? You know, and hey, and let them know you're not going to get fired. You're not going to get kicked off the team, yeah, right? Like, hey, I want to grow as a leader. And I know that sometimes I can do things unknowingly and I have blind spots in my life. And so I'm going to lean on you because you work really close to me. What do I do sometimes? What do I say, you know, that sometimes is discouraging or, you know, doesn't really build up the team in the way it's supposed to be? Does that answer your question?
Yes, that's good. Thank you.
So being super intentional with your words, that's number one. Number two, be intentional with your actions. Be intentional with your actions. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, it says, little children, or little churin, let us not love in word or speech only, but in action and in truth. And so here's a follow-up jab, right? Because we just talked about the power of your words, but then there's another verse that says, but you know what? Words also isn't enough. Because how many times have we identified somebody who like, you know, said all the right stuff or said they were going to do certain things, but their actions went totally against it, or their actions they never fulfilled it, and that can leave people like, you know, distraught when somebody made a promise to you and they said they were going to be there, or they said they were going to come through, or they said they were going to help, and now all of a sudden, you know, they're not there anymore to help you. But again, the easy thing would be to point the finger and look at everybody else, but what about our own lives? You know, Gio, can you talk to us a little bit about just how powerful and how important it is to be people of our word through actions, like to follow through on what we said we were going to do?
Oh, absolutely. Actions speak louder than words. I mean, we've heard that so many times, but yeah, it's in the Bible. It says it right there in the Bible. I know you've told me something to another quote I would say is, or Joeyism, is some things are taught, some things are caught.
Yeah.
And in other words, like you could say something to teach someone, but some things are caught, but just by actions, just by being around that person or being exposed to the company or the presence of that person. So actions speak so loud, you know, louder than words, and it also shows how that person is up close, like you're you know, you're discussing today.
Absolutely. Your actions absolutely matter. And, you know, when somebody cuts you off in traffic, your action there says something about you. When you don't get your way, when your idea doesn't win in the meeting, when somebody gives you some feedback that kind of stings a little bit, all these are actions. These are things. When you know of a need and you don't do anything about it, like I believe in the power of prayer, but I also believe in the power of generosity. You know what I'm saying? Like all these things are opportunities for us to display who we are on the inside and let people know, hey, you know what? I'm better up close. Now, don't take that, please, as like a, you know what, a shame or a guilt or, man, I don't do enough. No. I'm just saying, let us be aware of our actions, that when we're talking to somebody, hey, we're our eyeballs are on them. Like we're not distracted on our phones. That when we're in a meeting, hey, we come prepared, right? That when we're preaching God's word, when we're teaching class in kids, when we're at home with our families, our actions, are also communicating what's in our heart. The third and final thing of how we can be leaders that are better up close is, I'm going to say it and then I'm going to explain it.
Okay.
All right. So we got to be intentional with our words. We got to be intentional with our actions. And we got to be intentional with our consistency. Intentional with our consistency. And consistency is key. It's so valuable. But we got to be intentional with it. And the whole idea behind this is that simply there will be days where you and I might not feel like saying the right things. There might be days when you and I don't feel like doing the right thing. But for the sake of consistency and for being leaders who are better up close, we got to continue to fight to be intentional, to be consistent. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like it's super important. Like I wouldn't want it to be said of me, hey, it depends what day you meet with Pastor Joey on, that you know what, you might get a different version of him. Oh, you know what? He was smiling on stage on a Sunday or meeting me in the lobby, but now when I met with him on a Thursday before he's had coffee, like I don't think I like that Joey. Where's Sunday Joey? You know what I'm saying? Like I don't want that to be said of us, or that our kids would say, you know what, Pastor Joey sounds a lot different than Dad Joey. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, he's really nice to them, but why does he yell at me all the time? Mm. Right? That we would be consistent, that we would show, that we would be the same, we'd be authentic. And there's a couple of sayings that our pastor has said at different times, whether in teachings or preachings, that I really like. And one of them in particular is, motion creates emotion. Do you remember Pastor JJ speaking on that?
Absolutely.
There are some times, again, where you might not feel it, but the importance of still following through on your commitment. Gio, talk to me a little bit about how important that is, or how has that shown up in your life? Moments like when you didn't want to continue, or moments where you didn't feel like doing what you said you wanted to do, and how were you able to continue?
To continue, it to me, what comes to mind is impressions, right? So you can have a good first impression, right? They say first impressions are everything. But at the same time, consistency sustains that impression, right? Because you could have a great first impression, but if you're not consistent, that impression can wane, right?
Yeah.
So it's almost like you said, the more closer you get, the more time you spend with someone, the luster might decrease, because you're seeing that person exposed for what they are. And then if that's the case, obviously they're not consistent. But consistency, diligence, discipline, persistence, all that maintains a good reputation, a good impression, and a person of great character.
That's so good. You know, as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, I've been in the church world for years. My parents were pastors. They continue to be pastors. I always tell people, I never felt like I was forced into ministry, but I was led by such a great example that I wanted to be in ministry. And young age, from playing drums to teaching kids to organizing events, different things.
Wait, you play the drums?
I do.
What?
That's for another episode.
I did not know that.
That's for another episode. but nonetheless, I think now that I'm older, now that I've been around the things of God or in ministry for a lot longer, I feel like what impresses me now is different from what used to impress me before. I think before it was like, man, who's great one time? Who has that one-hit wonder message? Man, who shows up to help me, you know, early in the morning, you know, occasionally? I think what now impresses me is who's consistent. Like, why would I want somebody who is great one time? What if I had somebody who was really good every week? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you only going to be great once, or are you going to show up every week? You know, and I've been able to see people who said, hey, I'm with you till the end, or I'm going to be with you. You know, they were there for 1 week. And then I've had other people who are like, you know what? They've just been a consistent. They've been there with me.
Everybody could be great once, but not everybody could be consistent.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think about LeBron James in basketball, you know, and many other who are greats, right? There's many players, but there's few greats, right? And the ones who are great or the ones who are great is because they've been consistent. They've taken care of their bodies. They've put in the work. They've done more than what was required, and now they're referred to as the greats, right? And so, let's not strive to be great once. Like let's strive to be consistent. Let's strive to continue to focus and focus on our commitment. I want to share with you one Bible verse at least here for consistency, and a verse that is really just speaking to me a lot in this particular season. It's found in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. And the Bible says, "Depend on God and keep at it." If wherever you're at, just say it out loud, keep at it. "Because in the Lord God, you have a sure thing." And you could focus on every phrase of that particular verse, but for the sake of consistency, I'm going to highlight those three words that say, "and keep at it." I guess that's four words. But the three words are "keep at it."
Yeah.
There's just something about you just not giving up. There's just something about you just showing up again. Hey, leader, maybe you're listening to this and you are discouraged, and you've already written out your letter to turn into your pastor. You're about to have a husband. You're ready to have that conversation with your wife. And you're like, "I just don't think I can do this anymore. I didn't know what I was signing up when I got into this." Hey, the word of God for you today is keep at it. Hey, keep at it and keep at it. And because in the Lord, there is a sure thing. And I don't know what it is you're praying for. I don't know what it is you're waiting for, but you can count that it's good and God doesn't fail, and it is a sure thing. And so, leader, be encouraged. You're doing better than you think you are. If we can be intentional with our words, our actions, and our consistency, I think we're going to be leaders. I think we're going to be heading in the right direction. And I think it'll be able to be said of us that, hey, he is or she is a leader who is better up close. Again, you can impress people from a distance, but you can only impact them up close. And so thank you so much for tuning into today's conversation and episode. Please let us know what was your biggest takeaway. Again, thanks so much for all your support, and we will catch you on the next one. Have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in. For more information and additional resources, check out joeysalazar.org and follow him on Instagram at joeysalazar. Please feel free to rate, review, share, and subscribe. Once again, thank you so much for joining the Joey Salazar Leadership Podcast.